Yosef, let's see the Gemara.
Manin kan manin and mashkanin kan. Let's see the case of the mashkin. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. From the last line of the Gemara. Go ahead. Amaravo.
Amaravo. Amarav Nachman. Amarav La Hitkachi Li B'mana Daniach La Mashkan Alah Inu Akadesh.
So Rav is the name of Nachman. He said to her, he was Mekadesh with $100. And then what? He said he was going to Mekadesh with $100. And he left her a Mashkan. So if he left her a Mashkan and a collateral on it, it's not a good Kedushin. Why is it not a good Kedushin? So Gemara says, why? Go ahead. Says the Gemara.
Mana in kan, mashkan in kan.
Oh, mana in kan, mashkan in kan. What does that mean, mana in kan? So the Poshup Shad in the Gemara is as follows. Poshup Shad is, let's go, Svi, come on. The Poshup Shad in the Gemara is that Lamaisa, you don't have, if you don't have the landscape of a loan, then a mashkan is meaningless, okay? Meaning a mashkan is only meaningful if you're in a landscape of a loan. If there's a loan, then the mashkan makes sense. I lend Yosef money, so I lend him $100. I say, Yosef, do me a favor. Give me some collateral that if you don't pay me back, I can keep it. That's the concept of a mashkan. You follow me, Tzvi? A mashkan only makes sense in the landscape of a loan. Here there was no loan. All he did was make a promise. And when you make a promise, the promise is what? The promise is nothing. Because why? Because the punch of shot is, and this is what I wanted you to bring out, Lamaisa, a mashkan only means something in the landscape of a loan. But here there was no loan. He promised he would give $100. Right? He promised he'd give her $100. But Levisa, Mashkan, doesn't make any sense in such a category, in such a landscape. You need a landscape where there was a chov here. There was no chov. So therefore, mana ain't kan. What do the words mana ain't kan mean? Mana ain't kan means there was no loan. So Mashkan ain't kan. So therefore, the Mashkan is meaningless. So therefore, he gave her nothing. He wasn't Mekadosh with anything. And therefore, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a successful Kedushin at all. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So, there basically are two general approaches. We'll get into more of the details, but I want you to get the Ran, the Ritvin, the Rashba quote the Ravid. The Ravid says, Shibud cannot be chal on a mashkan unless there's a chov mikodem. That's basically what we just said. So, both the Ran, the Ritva, and the Rashba, all three of them, quote a Ran. And what's the Ran Shita? The Ran Shita is, what's the Ran Shita? The Ran Shita is that it doesn't make any sense. There's no chal Shibud on a mashkon, unless what? According to Shita's Haravid, you need a what? Mashkon? Ain shibud. There's no mortgage or lien. May mashkon? Ella? Imkain. Ella? Rather, sarich? You need what? Chol? You need a chov? Mikodem. You need some type of debt. There's no debt at all. If there's no debt at all, it's meaningless. That's the Shita of the Ravid, Halacha Lamaisa. The Meshichas of Mashkon does not create a Chov. His no Kavana was not to create a Chov. Manein Kan, if there's no Chov, Mashkenein Kan. You can know that phrase and say the phrase time and time again, but to you it could be meaningless. Manein Kan, now you know it's meaningful. Manein Kan, Mashkenein Kan. What's the din? Manein Kan, Mashkenein Kan, Lamaisa. What's the din? The din is that what? Since there is no havoah, money ain't kan, it's mashkin ain't kan. There's no havoah, so therefore the mashkin is meaningless. That's the sheet that's arriving. Now what happens if he's mischaved himself with a mona bikinyan? Let's say he made a kinyan suitor with her, that he's going to give her a mona. What would be the din? It would be a good kedushin. I want you to get that. Allah lamaisa. If he would mischaved himself with a mona bikinyan and then give her a mashkin, it would be a good kedushin. Okay? So therefore what we're saying is that there is no chiv, there's no chov here at all. So it comes out of his mischaim some money with a kinyan, it's a real deal, but you cannot create a shibud on a mashkin unless there's a chov mikodem.
If he's mischaim himself, it's not really a
but a promise, exactly, Simi, the promise himself is nothing. A promise himself, don't get me wrong, there's a pasuk in Sfanya, one of the Nevi'im, one of the Treyasar Sfanya, Sheri Shishra Lo Yasu Avla, a Jew should always be good to his work. Come on, I'm talking about Afsadi Bezim and Aleph. Right, you always have to be good to your word. Remember what I said the case? If you have a person, in order to eat the Korban Pesach, you have to be pre-appointed, correct? You can't just eat the Korban Pesach. Let's say there's a Jew in prison before Pesach, and you want to include him in your Korban Pesach. Let's say the warden promises he'll release him. If it's a Jewish warden, then you can include him, because a Jewish guy is going to be good to his word. If it's a Goyish warden, we don't assume you can include him, because he might back out on you. and he might not let him out. So there's always a concept of being good to your word, but it does not create a chov. Dibur alone does not create a chov. That's the chiddush you want to bring out here, okay? And therefore, if there's no chov, there's no shibud on the mashkon. Halach lemaisa. There's no chov, there's no shibud on the kash. That's the phrase. Monein kan. What's what it mean? Monein kan. What does it mean? Mashkenein kan. Monein kan, there's no loan, then the mashken is meaningless. So you've given her nothing. Okay, let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Let's see Rashi. What does he say?
Rashi, monein kan. Hilkach mashkon ein kan.
Eino shove.
Eino shove klum she'ein hamashkon matana.
The mashkon's not a matana. You can't keep the mashkon forever. It's not a gift. So he gave her nothing. So if he gave her nothing, it's equal nothing. However, I want you to get another approach. What's the other approach I want you to get? The other approach is the Shitas HaRosh. What is the Shitas HaRosh? Shitas HaRosh HaRosh here in Siman Yud says as follows. He says that there's no Torah's Mashkon because why? There's no Chov Mikodem. Could be he says the same thing as the Ravid. But Lamaisa, there's another Shita. Could be there's a difference in the Rosh and the Ravid. We'll get back to it. But I want you not forget to get the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, even if what? Even if you had a particular good kinyan, a suit or a star, it would not be good. She's not mekudeshes. Because Allah l'maisa, what'd you do? You didn't give her anything. She's not mekudeshes because the mashka was not given betor kesef. It was given betor what? It must be given betor what? It was given betor a mashko. And therefore, that's the chiddush I want to bring out here. That's the shaila. The Ramban says you cannot miskadesh with these chayvis, even if it does create. So I want you to get it. The Ramban says yes, yischayvis. Yes, you can promise something. Yes, yischayvis. You can promise something, and it does mean something. Achein, ain't no what, ain't no mekadesh. You cannot mekadesh with these chayvis. So these are the two approaches I want you to get. When you talk about a mashkon. When you talk about promising giving a dollar, does that create anything or not? The first approach in Rishonim creates zero. You need a chov mikodem. According to the second approach, yes, it does create something, your promise. But the bottom line is svi what? You can't mikadesh some with such a yischaivus. That's the second approach. That's what the Ramban wants to say. Okay? And that's what it means. Money in kan, maskon in kan. That's what Rashi says. Hilkach. Because there's money in kan, the maskon in kan. That's the chiddush l'maisa. So we have two approaches, Lamaisa and Rishon. I want you to get it. Can you create ischaivus with the dibor? First approach is you cannot create ischaivus with the dibor. Second approach is you can, but when it comes to kedushin, you need to what? You need mekadesh with kesef, and it's like he's given her nothing, Lamaisa. The money still he has to give. It's agirigabe. It's still by him. If it's still by him, that's not considered to be what? That's not considered to be a good kedushin at all, halacha Lamaisa. Fact, it's a little bit shvir. We're going to see it. Some might say it's a chisaron in the sina. Where do we learn that there's a chesaron nesina? Mamakish avayil yitzia. By gerushin, what do you need? You need a full krisis. By kedushin, you need a full giving. Okay, that's what some want to say. Halach lamaisa. That's what the Machane Ephraim wants to say. Pshat in the Ramban. I think it's very severe. Rabbi Kivager asks on the bottom.
Then it wouldn't work if you're using somebody else's.
But even more than that, what does Rabbi Kivager say on the bottom of the Machane Ephraim? What is the Gemara going to compare it to in the story? To buying a what? Buying who? Buying the Amma. Remember the Amma? What's the Amma over there? The Kenyan, what? The Shifcha Kananis. So you see, it's not limited to one. Kedushin Gittin. It's very difficult to say that it's a chesaron of Agirigabe. But that's what the Machane Ephraim learns, and the Goshen B'Kivager says very difficult. Okay? So that's the second approach, Halacha L'Maisa. Okay? So what are the two approaches we have so far? Number one is what? Number one is that by giving the money down, what? Mashkin is meaningless and lets us in the landscape of what? A chov. What's the second approach? With a promise alone, you can create a schaivus. But what's the problem? You can't make a kaddish woman with a schaivus. You got to give her something kesef ben, yes? What's the third approach? The third approach is Nemukah Yosef. Third approach is the Rimigash, the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. What does the Rimigash say? Rimigash says as follows. A mashkon is a very, very, very beautiful thing. But it only has two tracks. When I lend money to Yosef, then you can give me a mashkon right away. Halacha l'maisa. That's fine. And I'm konit. Or chalobish asavah, if I give you a mashkon later, after I lent you the money, we're going to get to that tomorrow. that there's a mashkin b'zishem. Shasalva b'shlo b'shasalva. But it's only l'maisa, the only situation where I can get the mashkin is because I gave you the money, or because shlo b'shasalva b'zishem allows me to collect it. But l'maisa, you cannot be kaina machma m'shichas ha-mashkin. You cannot be kaina metaltalin, metaltalin ha-nikdin b'mashichas l'mashkin ba'alma. In other words, I cannot be kona something for a mashkin. If I want to be kona metaltalin, I have to be a duhag ba, I have to be mashicha, but if I can't kone in the form of a mashkon. That's what he says. A mashkon doesn't lend itself to be acquired. There's only two cases where a mashkon lends itself to be acquired. When? Bizman halva, mashkon is only bizman halva, and also what? Or shalom bizman halva. Or shalom bizman halva. Either or. Halacha l'maisa. It's either bizman halva or shalom bizshas halva. That's the only time a mashkin can happen. In our case, what did the guy try to do? The guy says, I'm going to makadosh you with $100. And what does he do? He gives her a bicycle. That bicycle is meaningless. Because it only makes sense when, how can you ever be kona mashkin? Either I lent Yosef money, or I lent him money and a week later I say, Yosef, I'm afraid you're not going to make me back. Give me a mashkin. And Bezin allows me to collect it. There's no other meaning of a mashkin. A mashkin means nothing outside of that. That's what the Rimigash says.
As in for a third party.
Hey, what'd you say?
As in for a third party. For the third party in this case, it means nothing to that third party.
It means nothing, not the third party, the woman, it means nothing.
Yeah, she's the third party in this case, no?
And she's not a third party, it's just two people. Yeah. That's it, the man and the woman.
Yeah.
So he basically says a mashkun is meaningless. It's not acquirable. Unless you do it in the track of a loan or a track where there's no loan.
That's what's in the Ramban?
No, this is a new sheet. That's the Rimigash. This is the Rimigash. So after it's all said and done, how many opinions do we want to say pshat is here? How many pshat do we want to say now why a mashkin's a problem? Why is a mashkin a problem in our case? Number one, what? Because why? A mashkin only means something unless there's a what? It's in the landscape of a what? Of a chov, of a debt. That's one pshat. What's number two? That you can create a yischaivus with a promise, but you can't makadosh a woman with a promise. And what's the third shot? The third shot is a mashkun is meaningless unless it what? Unless it's when I give him the money as a loan, or when what? I lent him the money and a week later I want something back. So it's got to be one of those three scenarios. Okay? Those are the three mahalchim l'maisa we have in the Rishonim that we want to say over halach l'maisa. Okay? Please get it. That's the chiddush we want to suggest. That's the chiddush. Okay, that's what Rashi wants to say here. Now Rashi, Lamai says, is mona ein kan, mashkin ein kan, right? And what's the hilkach? That's what he wants to prove with the hilkach. Okay? He says, hilkach, there's no loan, hilkach mashkin, therefore the mashkin is meaningless. There's got to be a loan. I would say that Rashi, I think Rashi, Lamai says, is more similar to who? Who do you think Rashi is more similar to? The Korban Nisan and Osei, and the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Levi say Rashi is like the Ravid, halach Lamaisa. The Rashi's like the Ravid. But the Bach says in Rashi, like the Ramban and the Rashba. So it's a machlekes l'mois in the Gedol Achronim, what sheet this Rashi is. But I thought he said it's a Hilkach. There's a Diuk of Hilkach l'mois that we have. Okay?
What did the Bach say?
The Bach says that Rashi's learning like the Ramban l'mois in the Rashba. But the Korban Nisan says Rashi learns like the Ravid. Okay. So that's the notion of a mashkon. Go ahead, Yosef. What does the Gemara say? Frek the Gemara. Go ahead, Esvei.
Esvei, Rofel, Rof Nachman. Kicha b'mashkon, mekudeshet.
Oh, what does the Brisa say? If you're mekadosh the mashkon, what's the din?
Mekudeshet.
It's a good kedushin. So we got a stira. We say that Rav Hashem, Rav Nachman is a problem. Rav asked Rav Nachman from a Brisa. So what's the answer?
And hatam b'mashkon da acherim.
Oh, we're talking about a mashkon of acherim. What does a mashkon of acherim mean? Meaning, I lent you money. I have a mashkon. And I go ahead and makadosh a woman with the mashkon. That's good, because that's mamish mine. Go ahead. Who could Rabbi Yitzchok?
Rabbi Yitzchok, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, minayin leva'alcho, shekone mashkon, shenemar v'lecha tia tzedaka, im eno kone tzedaka.
Im eno kone, period, tzedaka minayin. In other words, if I lend you money, and I take a blanket for collateral, every night I'm mechuyev to bring you back the blanket because I don't want you to sleep when you're cold. But the Torah calls that a tzedakah of returning the mashkon every night. Now, can you fulfill tzedakah with someone else's money or not?
No.
No. It has to be your money. So by the fact that the Torah calls it tzedakah, it must be that I was kona the object. Go ahead, Mikan. There it is. You see a Baal Chov is Kona Mashkon. And you see you can Mekadosh with a Mashkon Achir. So that's a great Kasha. Right? It's a great Kasha. What's the Gemara's answer? Mashkon Achirim. Read Rashi. Mashkon Achirim.
Rashi Mashkon Achirim. Shehaya biyado. Kicha b'chov. Sheyesh lo alav.
Hilkach.
Hilkach mekudeshet. Shehav mashkon atzmo kandui lach.
So I want you to get this. There's one of the Gedolei Achronim named the Yonis Elam. Dr. Soloveitchik told us this. Dr. Soloveitchik, the Rav's son. There's a great Achron called the Yonis Elam. A mashkon is the physical embodiment. I don't know how to write that in Hebrew. Goof. All right. Shelchov. Physical. It's a physical embodiment of a chov. A chov is an intangible, esoteric thing. I lent you money. You have an obligation to pay me.
Goof mamish.
Goof mamish. So how do you concretize a chov? The physical embodiment of a chov is a mashkon. Exactly. So therefore, that's what Rashi says, kitchen b'chov, sheish alav. Notice Rashi doesn't say what? Kitchen b'mashkon. He says, kitchen b'chov. It's very interesting, no? That's what Rashi says, kitchen b'chov. That's his chiddush. Kitchen b'chov. He doesn't say kitchen b'mashkon. You're makadish with the actual chov. That's what Rashi's driving at, halacha l'maisa. Okay? So that's the pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, he kitchen b'chov. It's a very interesting chiddush of Rashi. Okay? Rashi says the physical embodiment of the chov. That's the diuk we want to make. We want to point this out, this chiddush. Okay? And that's the chiddush that Rashi wants to say. Lomais, I don't know why he doesn't quote the Yoni Salem. So the Farish and Yoni Salem. He says, Yekitcha b'chov sheish alam. Because it physically concretizes it. So it's no problem. So let me ask you, Akasha, I was bothered by this. Pnei Oshu asked this. When I lend you the money, Yosef, yes? You give me a bicycle. Then I'm a Kaddish woman with the bicycle. Is that correct? Let me ask you a question. Halacha l'maisa. Right? When I give it all over also halacha l'maisa, why is that not a problem? Is that a mashkon that can be kept forever or not? What does he say? The mashkon will not stay by the hand of the woman forever. Right? By mashkon acherim, she shouldn't get married. It won't stay by the woman. Let's say I give the bicycle to the woman. What'd you say? So, but that's a Pnei Yoshua's kasha. Again, what are we saying? If I'm a Kaddish woman, straight up, and I say, I'll give you $100, but I don't have $100, so I'll give you a mashkon in the meantime. Money in kan, mashkon in kan, bad kedushin. But the case is, if I lent Yosef money, and I got a bicycle as a mashkon, I can take that mashkon from a Kaddish woman. Will that bicycle always stay by the woman? Not if you pay me back, no. So what's the difference? So the Pnei Yoshua says, you know what? There's a difference. Because I'm Kona Legamri, because I lent you money. That's my. It's my bicycle till you pay it back. It is my bicycle till you pay it back. No, it's not a Matana Asla Hachzer. It's mine. It's mine. Matana Asla Hachzer is not good by Kedusha.
I know.
We learned that. It's not. It's not a Matana Asla Hachzer. It's a side thing, Lamaisa. Till it happens, it's a full Matana. No, it's a full Matana.
Then we had Rishonim that said the Matana Asla Hachzer is a full Matana. Then why does Matana Asla Hachzer?
Because it was Dalim and Khalipin, remember we said. This is different.
I'm saying, but for Kedusha Ben, we said Matana Asla Hachzer works because
it's good.
It's a real Matana.
Right.
So now we're trying to say Matana Manasla Achzer is not a good Matana.
No, we're not saying this is a Matana Manasla. This is not a Matana Manasla Achzer. It's Mamish his.
So
it's hers till the guy pays it back.
It's hers until she
That's a pigeon. It's a new transaction. That's not a Matana Manasla Achzer. We view it as a new transaction. That's the pshat, Lamaisa. Here the Baal doesn't give a thing. So the Mashkun's taken by Chazara, there's no Nesinus Kesef. That's what the Ritva says Beferish. Ritva's chlor like that.
So it does work.
So when I give it to the woman in Mekadosh, it's good. It's a good Kedushin. I, Yosef, can take it back from her. But until he does, it's hers. It's a pidyon. It's a pidyon. It's a redemption. It's not a Matana Asla Achzer.
You said money. You say you're going to give money and then doesn't.
Yeah, if you say you're giving money enough, you didn't give anything, Lamais. Because the mashkin only means something, Lamais, in that situation.
But this is not a mashkin, though.
We're saying there's a difference between mashkin dacherim, which is a good Kedushin, and the original case. The original case, the Baal didn't give her anything. Because the mask is taken by Chazar, there's no Nesinus Kesef. Here I gave her something. It was mine. I gave her the bicycle. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. That's what we said. Remember, you have the landscape of the Chov.
You're not getting money. You're doing something else.
You have the landscape of a Chov. When I lent money, there's a landscape of a Chov, and therefore I can take the thing, and it's mine. And therefore I can Mekadosh a woman with it. But in our case, Lamaisa, there's no landscape of a Chov, so you're not giving her a thing. There's nothing at all you're giving her. Halacha Lamaisa.
Well, I should give you something. It's a promise.
You're not giving her anything, Lamais. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You'd say to you. You need the landscape of a chov.
But she can still use it.
Doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. She has to be given something that's going to be hers for good. And even though you tell me that he'll give it back, that's a separate transaction. That's called
it
a
is,
pigeon.
It is hers for good. Until the guy gives money.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. The halach of a mashkin only means that there's a chov. It only has a meaning. It only has meaningfulness if it's in the landscape of a chov.
If it's not a mashkin, it's
that's a chiddush.
It's still a gift, though. And it still counts as...
That's a chiddush. That's what I want you to get. That's what I want you to internalize. That's a mashkon means only something if there's a landscape of a chov. There is no chov.
It's not a mashkon, but it's still a gift that works for kiddush.
No, it will not. Will not work because he wants it back. He wants it back.
It doesn't matter. He's not getting it back until he's
he it doesn't make a difference. Alach alamaisa. The din is he didn't give her anything. He has to give her something solid. It's not going to be It's not going to be with perpetuity. Okay, go ahead, Yosef. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Vayitan the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a story. Go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead.
B'nei Rav Huna bar Avin Zavon Hahi Amta Bepriti.
Right. The sons of Huna bar Avin bought a Shivka Kananis. Amsa usually here it means a Shivka Kananis. Bepriti. What's Priti? Coins. Yes. With coins. Go ahead. Brass coins, copper coins. Same thing. Go ahead. They didn't have the coins on them. So what did they do? So they gave a piece of metal, piece of silver instead. Go ahead. Mamish metal. Go ahead. In the end, the what? It got more expensive. The price got more expensive. Lesof Iker Amsa. The Amsa, the Yeshivka got more expensive. So the guy wanted more money, the seller. Go ahead. Question is, were they calling him already? So what does it say? Go ahead. They came in the presence of Ami. Amar Luhi Paskin. He said, Priti Enkan Naska Enkan. So what does that din mean? It means that what? What's the din? What's Priti Enkan Naska Enkan mean? What's Priti Enkan Naska Enkan? You tell me. That what? There was no chov, yes? If there's no chov, then the naska is meaningless. Read the Rashi. Go ahead, Priti. Let's see the Gemara here, Dolby. Come on, Chesem and Beis on the top. We're doing a mashkin. Chesem and Beis. Go ahead.
Rashi Priti.
Priti and Khan. Right, he was going to give her what in order to get coins. Go ahead. He was going to give coins a buyer. Go ahead, Nascha. Right, a metal piece of metal. Go ahead.
Priti and Khan.
Shehisnu aleh. There's no coin. Shehisnu aleh hilkach. Therefore. Right. Nasna shu mashkon enkan lios. It's not given over here to be permanent to be bought. Sheim what? If you give the coins, it's good. If you give the coins are kept. Like when you buy something in a store with money. Go ahead. That's important. She's an Eved Knanis. She's a Shefach Knanis. That's good with Kesef. Okay? So Matalta normally is not good with Kesef, right? Dvar Torah, Moshe, and Konos. But Eved Knanis is good. So an Eved Knanis is good with Kesef. The problem is you didn't give any money. So if you give any money, it's good. It's got to be. How do you plug in all three? No background of what? There's no background of a Chov. What's number two? How do you plug in number two? Even if what?
Even though
there's these chayvis, Lamaisa, but you can't do it for Kedushin, must be you can't also do it for what? Buying an Eved Knani, you're going to have to say. It's a little bit difficult to read that story. And number three is what? Number three is a mashkon by itself only has these two tracks, and it doesn't work, those two tracks. Halach Lamaisa. You can't say, see that's what I'm saying, that second approach, if you say like what? If you say you can't do Kedushin with chayvis, it's a little bit problem with Agirigabe. That's a din in the scene. You follow me? We're talking about Mecher. So that's why Lamaisa, you have to say the difference is you cannot, you can create these chayvis, but you can't make a transaction. You can't buy things b'milva. You can't do mecher, you can't do kedushin, you can't buy an Eved Knani, that's it. That's the second approach. Don't give me the business as Agiri Gabe, it's a chesaron in the Sina. Because there is no such din by mecher, by the din of Shivka Knanis. And you see the Gemara equates the two. So those are the three approaches we want to say in the Rishonim. Okay? The fact that Gemara compares the kedushin to Eved Knani. Don't tell me it's a concern of Kedushin getting along. Because the Gemara compares it, Kedushin again, the Gemara compares it to the case of Eved Knani. So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out here regarding this din. Okay. Let's start the Tysus, guys, okay? We got a lot to see, Bishop. Let's go. Let's see the Tysus. Go ahead, Yosef. Okay, so we got the physical embodiment, Lamaisa, of the Chov. That's just his Kitshe B'Chov. Okay, go ahead. There are two ways to learn up this Tysus. So let's go. Go ahead, Yosef. What do you say?
Mana Inkan, Mashkan Inkan.
Yes.
Perish Veda Mikadeshet, Lafi Shahana Ha Isha Nikne B'Kesef, Ha Kesef Eno Ba'in.
The Kesef's not here. There's no tangible Kesef. Go ahead. How could she be acquired? Shane, what?
Shane Hamashkon Tachat HaKesef.
The Mashkon is not in place of the Kesef. Kevin Shah, what? The woman's not going to keep it permanently. So how are you Makadashir? Yes? So how are you Makadashir? So Tosis comes off saying from the very beginning that it's not good Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Because she's not getting anything. Kesef must be tangible. It's not tangible here at all. It's not going to stay by her. Go ahead. But what does he say? Vadai?
Vadai yamar la hikachi li b'mashkan zev, v'hamashkan yeh shalach, pshita d'v'kudesha. Mo kein in adam omer l'chavero, etein lach mona b'matana v'haniach lo mashkan alayal, lo kana hamana b'mashichat hamashkan, v'ein l'chalek b'in matana l'kedushin.
Okay, let's get this down. What does Taisa say here? What does Taisa say? What is good? What happens if you say to her, I want to Makadosh you with a Mashkon, and the Mashkon should be yours forever? That works. Why does it work? Because it's no longer a what? It's no longer a Mashkon. It's not a Mashkon anymore. Okay? It's basically a Matana Manas what? It's a Matana. You know what I mean? It's not really a Mashkon anymore. I wouldn't call it a Mashkon anymore. Okay? I would not call it a Mashkon. Okay? I mean, Lamaisa works as Kesef. And it's a Matana Gemurah, okay? So Halach Lomaisa, that's why it's going to be good. I think that's the way we're going to learn Pshat and Taisus. That's Mamish what? That's Mamish working as Kesef, okay? Fine. That's what he wants to know. By Matana, is that good, Yosef? What happens if you promise a guy a Matana and you give a guy a Mashkon? What's the din in that case? Is that good or not?
Not good.
It's not good. So the same din applies by Matana and Kedushin. Dovi, if you promise a guy to give something by Kedushin and Matan, it's bad. Because there's no Ischaivis created. None at all. There's no Ischaivis created, Svi. When you promise to give something, there's no Ischaivis at all. He says there's no difference. Okay? Now I want you to get this down. Please get it. I gave you the Rush. The Rush in Simon Yud. What does the Rush in Simon Yud say? He quotes a Yesh Beforshim. What does the Yesh Beforshim say? The Yesh Beforshim distinguishes Yosef between Matana and Kedushin. What does he say? He says, by Matana, if you make a promise, it's bad. By Matana, if you make a promise, it's bad, Lamaisa. Lo kana b'dibur l'chud. But if you make a mashkon with a Matana, it's good. Because the kinyan's on the promise. Whereas by Kedushin, if you do a mashkon with a promise, it's not good. Because you need kesef ben. So the Rush quotes a Yesh Beforshim that argues on our Tosus. That says what? What did our Tosus say, Yosef? There's no chiluk to Matana Kedusha. They're both bad when you make promises. What does the Yesh Beforshim and Rush quote? That by Matana it's good, but by Kedusha it's what? It's bad. So there's a machlokas between our Tosus and the Yesh Beforshim. So the Rush comes along, and he's docha the Yesh Beforshim. What does he say? He agrees with our Tosus. And what does he say? There's no difference between Matana and what else? There's no difference between Matana and Kedusha. They're both bad. Because you need a chiyuv. And that's why the Gemara says, Mana ain't kan. There needs to be a chiyuv. And that's why Rashi says, Hilkach, the Korban Nisano. Hilkach. Promises are bad. So it seems like Rashi's what? Seems like Rashi's like the what? What's the Hilkach? Mana ain't kan. Hilkach Mashkon ain't kan. It has to be in the landscape of a chov. That's why Rashi says, Hilkach. So what does Tosis mean? What did Tosis begin saying, Yosef? What did Tosis begin saying in the beginning of Tosis? Did he talk about Kedushin or Matana? The first line of Tosis. What did Tosis say in the beginning? Kedushin. He didn't say a word about Matana, no? He didn't say a word about Matana. Now, what did Tosis, you know what he wants to say? The beginning of Tosvos, please get this down to Pnei Yoshua. The beginning of Tosis Mashma like who? Like Tosis like the Yesh Beforshim. That Kedushin is bad, right? Because what does he say? Tosis ain't no be'en. He doesn't say what? Lo nasin la klum. He says you gave her something, but it's not be'en. You follow me? You gave her something. If he held like the rush that nothing happened, then he should have said, lo nasin la klum. It's mashma, it's a problem in Hilchos Kedushin. He says, ain't a be'en by Kedushin. So it's mashma, by matana it's good, and by Kedushin it's, by matana it's good, by Kedushin it's bad. Because he says, ain't no be'en. Look what he says. Isha mekinikas bekesef, bekesef ain't no be'en. It's mashma that it's Allah and Kedushin. Because a woman's got to be acquired with kesef, and the kesef is not be'en, l'maisa.
So
he wanted to say that. He doesn't talk about matana. If it was, if he
bring up
no, if he held like the, if he held l'maisa like the shittas arash, he should have said, you haven't given her anything. Stop.
Why?
Seems like he gave her something, but it's a problem in the technicality of it. That's what he wants to say. I need to stop it. He doesn't say matan in the top. He only talks about kedushin in the top.
So
I'm saying that the halacha of kesef being ben is mandating it by kedushin. He says ain't isha kedesh because kedushin is not ben. That's a problem only in Hilchos Kedushin. Doesn't say it's a problem in matan. Doesn't have to be in matan. It has to be ben. He doesn't say it has to be ben but matan.
He doesn't mention matana.
I understand that. But the fact that he says, the kesef ain't no ben.
Why
are
you just in the beginning wasn't dealing with the...
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but later on, what did he say? What does he do later on? He brings in matana. Matana's also not in the Gemara.
What you're saying
is good, you're right. But the Pneushu is pointing out in the beginning of Tysus, why did he say matana right away? Equate matana to Kedushin. He waits till later. I hear what you're saying, but it's just saying good. But the Pnei Yeshua is bothered by, he should have said it right in the beginning. Ain chiluk b'matana l'kedushin right in the beginning. He doesn't say it in the beginning. So it's Masha, please get it down. In the beginning, it ties his Masha like the Yeshua Forshim. That Kedushin is bad, matana is good. Because if he held like the rush that there's no difference, he should have lost him like klum. So the Pnei Yeshua and that's the has Tysa Sosa himself. Because what does Tysa say? A few lines later, you read very nicely. Ain chiluk b'en what? B'en matana l'kedushin. He says there's no difference between matan and kedushin. So which is it? He sosser himself. So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. Please get it down. The Pnei Yeshua learns like Tysus. That Tysus learns like the Rosh. That there's no difference between matan and kedushin. At all. But the Pnei Yeshua says there are two svaras. The Pnei Yeshua says that Tosus is molded to the Rosh. Halakha l'maisa. Tosus is moted to the rush by a matana, it's not kona. But there are scenarios where it'll be good by a matana. Namely, read the next line, Yosef. Go ahead.
Rabbeinu Chaim,
yes.
Rabbeinu Chaim, Kohen, Bishim, Rabbeinu Tava.
Unbelievable, guys. Let me just tell you a little bit of history here quickly.
Yeah.
Adam, let's get it. Rabbeinu Chaim, Kohen, was one of the Baalei Hetzer, was a Kohen. Rabbeinu Tam, when he died, Rabbeinu Chaim, Kohen, said he would have gone to Rabbeinu Tam's Leviathan. If he was there, he would have gone to Rabbeinu Tam's Leviathan. Please get it down. Tyson Ksubis Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. He would have gone to his Leviathan. A Kohen can't go to Leviathan. Rabbeinu Bechai says, you know what Tumas Meis comes from? When the Malach HaMavis kills you. But if you die through Neshikas Hashem from a Tzaddik, like Moshe Aaron and Miriam, there's no Tumah on your mace. So he wants to say that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Gemara says the Kohanim would have gone to their Leviathan because Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't die by Neshikas Hashem. So he says also in the 1200s. The 1200s, not long time ago. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen said he would have gone to Rabbeinu Tam's Leviah if he could have. It's unbelievable Kiddush. I want you to get it. Okay? So here he quotes, who does he quote? He quotes Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Mishim Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead. Oymer. Go ahead. Come on, guys, let's get it. The Torah is Hashem. The Amir is Hashem. Toby, come on, let's get it. You got it? Go ahead. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Mishim Rabbeinu Tam. Oymer. Shim what?
Shim Amar Adam L'chaviru Atein Lach Mano B'matana V'hilach Mashkon Alav V'al Tachzir Li Hamashkon Ad She Atein Lach Hamana Da'az Rada Yechol La'akev Hamashkon Ad She Atein Lach Hamana.
Okay, let's get this. Simi, let's get it. What does Tosha say here now? Shim Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Let's say you finagle a little bit. What do you say? Do me a favor. You say, keep the Mashkon, but what? You could keep the mashkin until I give you the money. If you finagle it like that, what does he say? He says it's good by matana. Yes? You follow that, Yosef? So what does the Pnei Yeshua say? That there are certain cases by matana it'll work. So the rush also would be mode, lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, that by matana it would work. So please get this down. So how does the Pnei Yeshua solve the stira? How does the Pnei Yeshua solve the stira? The beginning of Tosos is mashma like who? Like the Yesh Beforshim, that there was a difference between what? Between Matan and Kedushin, yes? Kedushin bad, Matan good. Then he comes and says, Ein chilik Matan Kedushin, mashma is the same thing. What's the answer? No, he really holds like who? He really holds like the Rush. But when he quotes this Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen Tosos, it's all segue, it's a continuation. He's not being cholik on Tosos, please get that down. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is not being cholik on the Tosos beforehand, our Tosos that we just read. It's a continuation, and he's saying there are certain cases by Matan it'll be good. What about by Kedushin? Will it be good by Kedushin? No. Please get it down. According to Tosis, it will not be good. But according to Rush, it is good even by Kedushin. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I've solved the steer. Because Meshichas Mashkon doesn't create a Yishchaivis like the Rush. But even if it does create a Yishchaivis like you made a Kinyan, by Kedushin it's not good. Why not? Because you didn't give what? Kesef, Kesef, Kesef. You need Kesef.
Why would the Rush hold it together?
You need kesef.
Why are we saying the Rush will hold it good?
The Rush will say Allah Lamaisa that the Shibud is alone enough. The Rush will say the Shibud alone is enough to Mekadish. What'd you say?
In the case of Reb Chaim Makom?
Yes. And for Kedushin it will be good. But please get this down. The first cheshbon of Tosfos is that Tosfos is not being chaylik on Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. It's a segue. It's a continuation. You see, it's a vav for Rabbeinu Chaim Makom. I think it's meduyik like that. The Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, it's a continuation. He's not being chaylik, like aval. But Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen says not that way. And what turns out is at the end of the day, Tosfos holds like who? Tosfos holds like the Rush, that they're both bad with a promise. But if you finagle it, by Matan it's good, and by Kedushin it's not good. But the Rush said even by Kedushin is good. He asked me what the Svar is, Halach Lamaisa. So I'm telling you, Halach Lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be enough that you're making a Yishtabdus with that, you're being Mekadisher. It's a Chiddush to say that. It's like a schus in the chayfetz, you have to say. Pinchas, you have to say something along the lines like a schus in the chayfetz. You have a schus in the chayfetz. That's enough to be Mekadish. Okay? That's what I want to bring out here. Okay? So it comes out that there's what? Comes out that there's no machloikis. And I think it's Meduik. Please get in your notes. Vit. This is what we're being dived. Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen. It's a continuation. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? That's a chiddush. And that's how we read it. It's a continuation. It's not, and there's no steer in the beginning of Tosis. And I think it's very meduyuk. What's another raya that we're saying in Tosis? That we're being the dikonis. Dikonis. What's the dikonis we're saying? What's the second horror we're saying? The vav, did you get it down? What's the second horror? What's the second horror that we're saying? What did Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen talk about? Only matan and not what? In that kedushin. Meaning davka matana. Davka matana. That's it. Davka Matana is what? If you finagle, is good. But by Kedushin, according to Tosis, what's it then? It's not good. According to Rush, it's good. But I'm saying it's Meduyuk that Tosis only mentioned Matana is good. You follow me? Only Matana is good. And not Kedushin. Because Kedushin need more. You need the Kesef to be Ben. Halach Lamaisa. So that's what Lamaisa, we want to say there's no steer in Tosis. Okay? The end of the day begins. So in the beginning of Tosis, even though he mentioned Kedushin, the same thing applies to Matana. Stam promise is bad by both. When you finagle, it's good by Matana, not by Kedushin, and it's a segue. You got me? And he doesn't hold like the Yesh Beforshim. Okay. That's one derech to learn Tosis. One derech to learn Tosis. You got me, Adam? Pnei Yeshua. There's another derech. That's what's Yosef. What's Atzus Yosef's derech? Let's get it down. He says that Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is cholik. Yosef, let's get it. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is cholik on Tosis. He's cholik on Tosis. When he says, when he quotes Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, he's cholik on Tosis. And therefore, what does he say? You tell me. What does Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen say? Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Rabbeinu Tam says that if you finagle, it's good. What does Tosis say if you finagle? What does Tosis say if you finagle? It's bad. Even if you finagle and say, oh, keep it until I give it a cash, it's still bad. The first part of Tosis before you get Rabbeinu Chaim is cholik on Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. According to Atzus Yosef, he's chaylik. Now the Atzus Yosef writes, the Atzus Yosef is mistapik, whether Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik also on Kedushin too. Because what did he mention? He only mentioned what, Yosef? Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen. He only mentioned Matana. Does he also chaylik on regarding Kedushin? That I don't know. But I will tell you what I found. There's a major machlokes in Shulchan Aruch on this. If you finagle and say, keep the money until I give you a matana, keep the mashkin, is a good kedushin. The bir heitev, please get it. Simin chav tefsiv kontes, quotes from, I think it's the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe, Pnei Mem, it's good. The Knes HaGdolah says it's bad. The machloikis, I think Pnei Mem must be Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe says by kedushin it's good. And the, yeah, you think so? No, the Primi Gadol, I'm not sure. Primi Gadol is usually pay resh, you know, pay resh. Yeah, it's here's pay mem. I think it's a Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says it's good. Knesset Gold says it's bad.
For
Kedushin, correct. And the Ber Hetev's Raya, listen to this. What's a Raya that it's not a good Kedushin? What's the Raya that it's not a good Kedushin, Adam? What was the Gemara's Kasha? Monakan, Monenkan, Ashkan, Enkan, Esvei, Ravel of Nachman, Mashkin Kudeshus. Why don't you give another answer? What would be the answer? Yosef, instead of answering Mashkin Dachin, what could you have answered? Finagle the Lushin. You follow me? Finagle the Lushin. When you finagle the Lushin, it should be good. But by the fact that Gemara did not give that terror, it shows what? It's bad.
That's the Bir Hetev's?
Yes. That's the Bir Hetev's riot. I thought it was a sharp riot. Sharp riot. Why didn't the Gemara give that terrors? You're divorced? Why didn't the Gemara give that terrors? Okay? When you finagle the Lushin, the Meister Gemara should have given that terror. That's why it's good. Must be the Gemara give that terror. Must be it's bad. Davni Miluyim. Also, I dug up. Simon Chavtes, if cutting it off, quotes a machlokes whether it's good to be Kedushin. The Bach says it's good, so says the Chalkos Machokek. Simon Chavtes, if contest, Beis Shmuel says it's bad. So you found a machlokes to be Heitev, machlokes not the Meluyin. And what's the far why it's bad? Because you didn't make a kingdom with Gufa Chayfetz. The Shibud Molly Mamashkin. You gave her a schus that she can hold it. So what? She can hold it till I give you the money. That's nothing. That only works for Matana. Doesn't work for Kedushin. You need Kesef to Mekadosh Anisha. You need Kesef to Mekadosh Anisha. Because Anisha is like you're lending someone something till you give the $100. You didn't give her anything. I'm a Kodeshus. Right? And there's a David Pavarsky. Yes, if there's Hanomizeh, like Anisha, why is she not a Kodeshus? What's all different? When I lend you something to borrow something, Kol Anah Shalom, right? Why is a borrower Chayvin Onsen? You borrow my car. You're Chayvin Onsen. Because you got kolon ashol, you didn't have to pay me, and you got to use it. So why is it not a good kedushin? What's the answer? You're not mechavin to mekadosh hanas sheila. You're mechavin to mekadosh the guf achayfitz. The guf achayfitz is not going to stay with her, right? It's going to be given back. So it's not a good kedushin. That's the chiddush you want to suggest. So again, Ben, you follow me? We dug up machloikus. The guy the finagling lashem and kedushin is good or not? Bir heitev avne meluyin. When we bring a riot, that it's not a good kedushin because Mar should have given that terrors. And the svar is why? Because you're not giving her anything. Davin only has 2 days. Machloikis. The Bach says it works. Chalkos Machloikis says it works. Beis Shmuel says it does not work. And the svar is because you're just giving her something in the ikuf. It's in a way station.
What's the svar to say it would be?
The svar would say that it's a good kasha because you are, I guess you have to say like the shtabis of the rush. You are giving her something. You shtabis. Like, you know, it's, you are giving her something.
So
it's a pidyon. Remember, it's like a pidyon. You have to say it's like a pidyon. It's not a matan maslaxer. Matan maslaxer is bad. Vavim base.
The Bach says that it's good.
The Bach and the Chalkos Machokei say it's good. Beis Shmuel says it's bad.
Bach and
the Chalkos Machokei. Simin Chav Tes, Sif Katan Tes. Okay? And we're saying the Svar is because the reason why it's not good, you're not giving her anything. It's just an Ikuv. You have to give her Kesef L'Kadosh Kedushin. You're not giving her the Chayfetz, you're like lending it to her.
The Beis Shmuel says it's bad?
Beis Shmuel says it's bad, and that's the Svar. Okay? Because you're only giving her a Schus Ikuv B'mashkin until the money's given. That only works by a matana. Linin shen yachal achser. Doesn't work by kedushin. Kedushin need kesel the kadosh b'lisha. Or he has to be in the chefsa. And you're not mechaver in hana sheila. You're not mechadosh with hana sheila, the Pavarsky says. Chazanish is also, it's considered like lending the object. Okay? So we got this mahalik. The rush is mechudish to say it would be good. So we have two mahalikim, guys. This is how you learn up a taisis. This is how you learn up a taisis. Did you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? This is how you learn up a taisis. Lamaisa. You hear what I'm saying? Simi. Two malchim. The Pnei Ushu and Atzis Yosef. Stamazovi. We're learning the Amkis. Pepshat Lamaisa. As I told you, the letter Vav is more Meduik like the first Mahalik. Second Mahalik, I have to say, is coming to be Chaylik. Okay? Second Mahalik is coming to be Chaylik. But it's a Chiddish. Okay? It's a Chiddish. But that's what the Korah. Okay, we have, they have this Pshat. Okay, Yosef, you got it? Now, Vaitim. Let's go, guys. Let's go. You ready, Dovi? Where are we at in the middle of the Tisis? Go ahead. Yosef, Itaima, let's go. Tame, what's Tame mean?
A wonderment.
A wonderment. What else do we translate it as?
Kasha.
What'd you say?
Kasha.
Kasha. Bam Kasha. There it is, Fee. A bam Kasha. Right? Itaima, wonder. Let's go. Itaima. Let's see.
Pishtan.
The pishtan is being soaked in water. If you have the flax soaked in the water too long, it's going to destroy it. So you hire guys to take it out. Go ahead. Hold over. Anything that's a hefset if you don't do it now. Go ahead. There's no other guy there. Yes? There's no other guy to hire. And they quit, these guys. Go ahead. Chazru ben means they quit. Right? And that's what's a quit. They did a terrible thing to the guy. Go ahead.
Sochar lehen.
What does Sochar lehen mean? What, get the words now. What does Sochar lehen mean? You can hire other guys for more expensive work. So I'm going to give you the following example. Let's get it down. Dovi. What's the example? $400. I hire guys to take out the pishkin for $400. They do a quarter of the work. How much do I owe them? Higher mathematics.
Zero.
They do a quarter of the work.
Zero.
$400. They did a quarter of the work. 400 divided by 4 is how much? 100. So they're what? So they're $100. Yes? So how much is left? $300 for the job. Yes? But no other... One second. Get this. No other worker is going to do it for $300. They'll do it for $350. You got it? So you know what? Fine. I'll pay the other guys $350 and I'll subtract the $50 extra that I have to pay from the first guy's salary. You got it?
My hands are like semi, that you owe them zero because they were supposed to do it.
Okay, that's only if it's going to be ruinous, okay? We're talking about a regular case, it won't be ruinous. If it's ruinous, you're right, it's a good discussion. You know what by ruinous means? You're going to destroy it. But let's say it's not ruinous. I can find other guys. So I can take the...
Half a house and then just leave and say...
I understand, it depends. You're making a good point. I'm talking about a situation where it won't be ruinous, okay? When it won't be ruinous, it's fine, the Gemara says. You did a bad thing. You're not allowed to quit. It's a bad thing you did. You did a bad thing. He's going to clap al chayt. He's got a terrible thing. He's going to ask that for mechila, but it won't be ruinous. That's why if I can only find guys for $350, I'm going to subtract it from their salary. Do you understand this? That's what Sochar Lehen is. Go ahead. It's oh what? What's oh matan? Guys, what are the words oh matan? We never skip anything. What does matan mean? Trick them. From the word ta'us. You trick them, you deceive them, and say, you know what, I'll pay an extra $100. Just do it for me. And then they do it? Sorry. I paid you $400, I made a deal with you. You can trick them. Oh, matan. You got me? Go ahead, Kamrinan.
Kamrinan, ad kama sochar lehen.
How much can I subtract their salary? Go ahead.
Amar Rav Nachman, ad kidei safran.
Scharan, get this please. Let's say the only guy I can find is what? I gave you an example. I get another group for $350. Yes. Let's say they won't do it for $500. What's the din? I can only subtract the salary up to how much am I going to pay them anyway? The first group, I can only go up to $100. That's it. I can't go in their pockets and make them pay extra. That's what Akedei Scharan means. Please write it down so you get it. That's what Akedei Scharan means. I cannot go into their pockets. I can go up to $100. I can deplete them completely. But more than that, I can't do. That's the psak of who? Rav Nachman. You got it? Okay? I cannot go into their pocket, subtract, I can only deplete their salary 100%, but I can't go deep into their pockets and have them pay out of their own volition. What does the Gemara ask? Esvei Rav or Rav Nachman. Go ahead.
Esvei Rav Nachman ad arbayim v'chamishim
zuz. Oh, you know what that means? What does that mean? Ad arbayim v'chamishim zuz. I can charge them $700, $400, $500. I can go into their pockets. I can go into their pockets. Not only can I deplete their salary fee, I can go into their pockets. Go ahead. What's the answer? It's a great cash on Rav Nachman. It gets a brisa. Go ahead. Perish.
Perish shabau clay umanut shall paal.
Now, either Rashi says over there, you grabbed them, the Baal Bais grabbed the tools, or they gave you the tools. Maybe I wouldn't hire the first guys because I thought they weren't so legitimate anyway, so I said, you give me tools. You know, tools are chashuv. You think tools are chashuv? The workers here, they're very makban on their tools. They don't let another guy take their tools because then they're responsible. Tools are chashuv. L'maisa. Costs a lot of money. So either the Baal HaBayis grabbed the tools, or he said, listen, I'm only going to hire you guys because I heard you're not such good workers. I heard you might quit. So you know what? Give me your tools. So in the case where you have the tools, that's when you can charge them out of their pocket. You understand what I'm saying? If I don't take their tools, I can only deplete their salary up to $100. But if I took their tools, it's like I have something on them. And therefore I can charge them up to the worth of the tools. And the tools might be worth $1,000. So if it costs me $1,000 to get the second group, no problem. I can just keep the tools, and that's it. You got it? What do you see from this Gemara, Yosef? Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you see from this Gemara? Let's go. Go ahead. So the Gemara says, the Taisa says, go ahead. Hashta, Taisa asks. Who cares whether I have the tools? We have a famous klal. Go ahead. There it is, guys. Money ain't kan, mashkun ain't kan. There was no debt. Plug it in. Plug it in. You need a pre-existing chov. There's no debt. You can't make out a shuwan with these chayvis. So again, this is going to be a little bit difficult to learn that. You'll have to say the same thing. It's not just a din and kedushin. You can create a chayvis, but lamaisa, you create a chayvis, but...
When would
these guys ever play? Ever play? It's an echanami. It's a difficult. We got to think about it, Lamaisa. We got to think about it. But the third shot makes sense. Mashka has no validity.
Yeah.
You follow me? The second shot is difficult. Second shot is very difficult because
you feel like every case, like
Pinchas is saying, good. If it's only a din of kedusha, but we expand it to the evikinani. We're expanding it to this case. I mean, what's going on with that Ramban? Okay, it's a good point. Let's think about it. It's a good point. An excellent point. But nonetheless, we have Tosis theory. What's the bomb kasha? Manein kan, maskenein kan. And the Gemara says the maskin's good over there. There was no chov over there. I had workers. There's no chov. You follow me? That's a bomb kasha. Manein kan, maskenein kan. Okay? Now, the Poland didn't give the maskin, the kalim for l'shem maskon, but the numduna, they gave l'shem maskon. That if they cause a baal habayis. Taisa says there's no chov, right? There's no chov. Now, did they? Now, what's your response to this? Before we go weiter and answer the Taisa, aren't they causing him a loss by quitting? Let's think about the case before Taisa's answer. By quitting, aren't they causing him a loss? You have to hold it. Taisa said no. What's that called in halacha? What's that called in halacha? Grama. What is grama? Grama's pater min hazikin. When you do indirect damage, you're putter. It's still usher to do. Don't get me wrong. Gemara says in Baba Basra. You have to clap on hey, either Raftal Recha Kamocha, either lift the evil or sit the initial. What's the issue to be Mazik? Six possibilities. What's the issue to be Mazik? Six possibilities. Lift the evil or sit the initial, Raftal Recha Kamocha, Lo Tigzo, the Yadramon Baba Basra says lift the evil, Raftal Recha Kamocha, Rabbeinu Yonah says Lo Tigzo. Reb Chaim says, "Well, Yishmerenu." Rishash and Ksuba says, "A kavachomer from Hashanah Zaveda." I just gave you four of six possibilities. Yes, it's definitely usher to do this, but if you do it, indirect damage, you're put from paying. So I think Tosis and the Kasha had to hold that it was a what? It was an indirect damage. So that's why he held it wasn't a problem. Okay, that's why he held. Now the Rosh, remember we said the Rosh quoted Yesh before Shem. His raya was from Pirka Umnin. Where the Yishtabdis on the Mashiachas of Mashkon. So the Polim Mukhaib to Mekayim their Dibor to the Baal HaBayis. So the Rosh is Doichid and he has no Raya. But the Yesh Beforshim actually brings a Raya from there. You follow me? The Yesh Beforshim brings a Raya from there. Halach HaLamaisa. Okay? He says that you can have Yishtabdis. You can have it. Mashiachas Mashkon is Chal on the Yishtabdis. He says it's Chal. He actually brings a Raya, Pinchas, from this Gemara. Remember you asked, how does it work? You said, by Kedushin wouldn't be enough, we said, right? By Kedushin wouldn't be enough. Halach lemaisa. We said, by Kedushin, according to the Ramban, by Kedushin wouldn't be enough. Now, Kedushin didn't give her anything, but to her Kesef Kedushin. Kedushin requires the Kesef Kedushin. Halach lemaisa. So we were applying here, at least it's a Havamina though. At least it's a Havamina. You stopped this. Okay? That's his answer. Okay? He Taka says, you remember you said, where does it apply? Here it applies. Does he stop? The Shchaivus works. He doesn't agree with Tosis' answers. He Taka brings a raya, the Rashi Yishuvosh, from this case. We just have a problem with the case of Evi Knaini. Yeah. That's the problem we're going to have with Evi Knaini. Also by the case of Matanas too. Right? Mm-hmm. By the case of, maybe he'll say, but Matanas would be good. He'll be cholik on the whole thing. He'll say, Matanas would be good. You want to say, well, you want to say where it doesn't work? It always works, I'm saying. But Kedushin doesn't work. Evi Knaini we have a problem with. Okay, maybe Evi Knaini requires the same thing in Kesef. Okay, so let's get it. Let's tell you this. Again, you got the Kasha Ben. Money in Khan, Mashkin in Khan. Mashkin is meaningless unless it has a landscape of a chov. There's no chov over there. What chov is there? Just because you give the tools doesn't mean a thing.
And therefore, they shouldn't have
to. Therefore, you shouldn't say. Therefore, what do you mean you could say, oh, I can charge the guy up to $1,000? It's meaningless that I have the tools. Money in Khan, Mashkin in Khan. You see, it's very meaningful over in that Gemara. Here it's bogus. There we don't say money and kind of mashkin and kind. Do you say it or you not say it?
But I feel like they're completely different tracks.
Why are they different tracks?
You were trying to be mechayev someone to charge to pay for.
It's the same thing here. I'm trying to mekadosh a woman.
Yeah, how is that the same thing?
It's the same thing. I'm obligating myself to mekadosh a woman. I didn't give her $100. I gave her a mashkin.
Okay.
I'm mischive myself to, and therefore I should be married.
And I'm being.
And here also, you're mischive yourself to pay damages. Okay. What's the difference? Money and kind, mashkin and kind. Right? We wake up 3:00 in the morning, we have the dream. Monen kan, mashkin en kan. That's the phrase indelible in our brain. Monen kan, mashkin en kan. We know what it means. For many years, I didn't know what the phrase meant. What does it mean? Monen kan, mashkin en kan. 100 not here, mashkin not here. Translated, right? Literally. Translated literally out of your mind. Right? You gotta be a London. Monen kan, there's no landscape of a loan. Memele, there's no mashkin. Okay, go ahead. Let's see Tyson Terrence. Go ahead. Let's go, guys. Working in tire. A Melech tire. Let's go. Let's go, Pinchas. Come on. Let's go. Go ahead.
Yishlomer de lo dummy de hatam garmu lo hefsid.
Wow. There's a big answer, a big difference. They did cause him hefsid. There is a chov. Let me ask you a question. When you punch someone or you destroy his car with a baseball bat, do you have to pay a guy money? Yes. That's a chov. If there's a chov, there's a landscape. You know what I mean when I say landscape? Synonymous is context. There's a landscape for a mashkel. Because there is a chov of money. You know, it's a Torah post chiyuv. When you punch someone or punch his property, you're mechuyev to pay. You're mechuyev to pay. There's a chov. If there's a chov, then a mashkel has a place. Here, there's no chov. Beautiful answer at Taisis. Mamisha, beautiful answer at Taisis. And if you look in the Rosh, and in the Shittim Gebetz above Metziah Dafayin Ches B'Shem the Ritva, he says, where there's no chov, there's no ishtabdus mashkin. The ishtabdus nachal mashkin. Over there, you're caused the hefsid. Allah halom aysa. Let me ask you a question, though. Why don't you say garmi? Hello? You know what garmi is?
No.
What's garmi?
It's in between grama and.
Not in between. Grama's potter, garmi's chayiv. What's the difference between that? The Ramban wrote a whole kuntras. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntras between the difference. Kuntras dini de garmi. There are two basic differences I want you to know. Grama is lacher's man. Okay? Grama is lacher's man. It doesn't happen immediately. And what's number two? Grama is lav bari hazekin. It's not 100% clear when you do this action, is there going to be damage? Garmi is it happens immediately after action of damage, and it's 100% clear that with my indirect act, I'm causing a damage.
What's it called?
One is Lacher's mine, and number two is Bari Hezekah. 100% clear damage is going to take place with your indirect act. That's the difference between Grama and Garmi.
So they share number one in common?
No. Again, Grama is when it's Lacher's mine, that's your potter. Garmi is when it's Miad. The damage happens immediately. Garmi is the opposite of those two things. That's why you're chayav by garmi. Grama, your putter.
Giri delay and stuff?
Similar. Giri delay is your own error. Similar. It could be a little bit different. It's more about with dachof aluf. Amar aluf. Giri delay means your error. But that's the poshup shot. They asked, the Moli Aroyim asked from the told you should be chayav din garmi. So even if what? Even if I don't have the tools. The Gosh Ashri asked the kasha too. Even if I don't have the tools, you should be chayav. No? Even if you don't have the tools, you mess me up by quitting. Right? So if it's Medina de Garmi, you should be what? You should be chayvim without the tools. What's the answer? The answer is Allah Halamaisa. The answer is, and it's a very interesting answer, Poshup Shat. Okay? Poshup Shat is, the Rashba says, the Mishnah had a case where, when I heard the other guys, I could have hired the first guys. So it's my own fault, in other words, that I hired the first guys. If there's no one around, then Echanami, you have no tainit. If there's no one around to hire, then what lo yifsidu do, and there's only a tainit. So you need to come on to what, having the what? You need to come on to having the tools.
We're asking why this case is in our case of...
Yeah, once you say it's dina de garmi, then why do you have to need the tools?
Why would this be garmi?
Because you indirectly damage. The guys quit. You indirectly, it happened immediately, it's 100%.
And therefore...
Therefore you should have to pay, even without the tools.
Once they
quit... I should be able to take it out of his pocket.
Once they quit...
Yes. Once they quit, lamaisa, they should be mechuyif, halacha lamaisa. So the Rashba says not so poshut, because the Rashba says, halacha lamaisa, that, I could have hired other guys. So you know what? I could have hired other guys.
Didn't we say that the case is dafka in a place or other moment?
At the end, though.
Well, lamaisa, the Mishnah Mavzban, I could have, at the time I hired the first guys, I could have what? I could have hired other guys. Maybe at the time when they quit, I couldn't find those other guys.
Yeah, but what does hiring have to do with anything?
Okay, because Lamaisa, maybe I should have been more particular.
But Garmi is...
I understand, but maybe I should have been more particular. So you can't what... That's why you got to come out of the Kalim.
The owner should have been the owner.
Yeah, I should have been more careful. I should have been who I hired, Lamaisa.
Why should that... So then any case where someone... If you hire a poel and he damages, you should have been more careful about who you chose.
That's the chiddush of the Rashba. That's the chiddush, because it's indirect. It's Pinchas, so it's indirect, so you can come up with these svaras. When it's direct, you're right. But when it's indirect, you come up with such a svara.
The Rashba says,
I'm in a situation where I could have found other what? I could have found other guys. So therefore, what'd you say? When I hired the first guys, I could have had other guys.
I don't get how that solves the issue.
Because I'm saying it's indirect. When it's an indirect damage, then you have other factors come into play.
What makes that indirect?
They're quitting indirectly damages me. So when you talk about indirect damage, you have to play the role of other factors. Other factors might be here is that I could have done a better job of hiring. That offsets it. So that's why we have to come out of a case that I have the kalim. And that's why I'm able to take it out of their pockets if I have the kalim. Okay? That's the chiddush we want to say important. Shittas Rashba. Okay, I mean the truth is the Machane Ephraim says according to the Rashba, why aren't the Poalim chayiv kol nezik medin in the garmi? Right. So the Terence says there's no chiyuv medin in the garmi because it didn't happen immediately. It happened lachar zman. So that's a little bit of an interesting din. The whole kasha of garmi doesn't start. I want you to get that down. The Machane Ephraim says the whole kasha doesn't start a garmi because it happened. The damage happens much later. So therefore, we only have to say up to today's scharin. It's a knas of the chachamim. Bless you. It's also not garmi, Rabbi Kivager says, because you're damaging the gufa nizik. Bless you. Okay? So that's what he wants to say to the chiddushes. Okay? Please get it. And the truth is, the Molei Aroyim writes, let's get it, the Molei Aroyim writes that the kavanas atayis is not your chayv to pay because you cost hefsid, but it's because the hefsid is if he said beferish. You know what he said? Don't return me the mashkon until I give you the money. Going back to the beginning of the Taisa, where you finagle the Lashon? So Mela, since there's Pseida, there's an Umna, that was his Kavana. Maybe that's what you can say. Taisa doesn't mean you have to pay out Garmu Hefsin, but because you finagled the Lashon. Remember we said about finagling the Lashon, it was good? It's a little bit difficult, because if, you know in the back of the Gemara, there's something called the Piskat Taisus. The Piskat Taisus in Osir Gimel quotes that even if the Baal Bais grabs the tools from the pole, it's mutter for the Baal Bais to hold the tools, because it's a davar of it. So it seems like Allah Lamaisi, he meant what he meant, that it was a real hefsid. Yeah. It's hard to say that he meant going back to the finagling Lashon, but I want you to get that. That's what the Molei Aroyim writes. That's what the Molei Aroyim says, such a chiddush. Okay? Fine. So it comes out, Allah Lamaisi, that we're talking about a situation that, we're talking about a situation of a chiv what? Of a chiv to what? Chiv to pay. So what do we say, manein kan, maskenein kan? That's our Gemara. But in that Gemara, there's a chol because you mechuyev to pay because you damaged the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the second teretz. Go ahead, Yosef. What's the second teretz?
The ode she'en ha'chavila b'torah mashkon ela kenui
ola. Beautiful. This is not a mashkon. What is it? I have the kalim. I made a kinyan on the kalim. They're my kalim. So since they're my kalim, what's the din? Since they're my kelim, what's the din? Halacha l'maisa. It's not a mashkon anymore. It's my kelim. So don't give me money in kan, mashkon in kan. They gave me the tools. It's my tools. I can go sell the tools now and pay new guys.
Would he ever have to give it back?
No.
According to that second parents, after they complete their work, let's say.
After who completed the work? First guy's left.
Let's say the first guy stayed the whole time.
Then you got to give it back, Poshup Shah.
Why? If it was Kumi alone?
No, no. The case is that they gave the kelim because they knew they were going to quit. That's the case. They wouldn't have given it. Yes. Eina chavila etzel b'toros mashkan al kenuyla surba because they were going to quit. They left it there because they knew they were going
to
quit.
So that happened after they were hired. We have to say.
Nurs, they knew b'kavana. They left it by. They left the tools by the Baal Habayis. If they because if they don't do the whole malacha, he'll give out.
Feeling that they were going to quit.
You think so? I think that's what you got to say.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's say in the day they decided.
Okay, so let's call it a matana aslahachshir. Okay, but they didn't do it though. They did. They wanted the ability to be able to take it.
In a case where they decide, we'll finish the work.
So that's what I'm saying. There was a matana manas that if they finish the work, then they get their tools back.
Yeah.
If they don't finish the work, then they keep it. But it was a real kinyan. It was not a mashkan.
Okay.
It was a real kinyan.
So that would also, let's say, the case where we said that they trick it. And he tricks the guys.
Right.
And he says, we'll pay you an extra 300.
Right.
He still has the matana that they gave them.
No, the tools was the brisa. The brisa that said I can charge them into their pocket. That was the case of them. The case is the tools in the case of the brisa. Adar boy machamishim.
Yeah, but
the first case is not talking about where I took the tools.
But that wasn't going, the brisa wasn't.
No, the Bryce is Esrei Rabbanan Adar Boim Chamishim. He's talking about where I took the tools.
Yeah,
that's why I think
that's going back. That's
no, it's not. It's on the Bryce.
Yeah,
that's the answer. Hasam Shabbat was on the Bryce that was asked on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Ad Kedishar, where you don't take the tools."
Okay, but we weren't talking about the case.
No. The above Metzia, there's a psak of Rav Nachman that said you can charge him up to what? Up to their what they can make.
Yeah,
remember, $100. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha and Rav Nachman from a price. Where the price said I could charge $500.
Oh, okay.
Then the Gemara answers the case I could charge them up to $1,000 or $500 the tools.
Okay, okay.
Where the tools are taken. First case is where the tools weren't taken.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why I said Hustam is on the what? Is on the price.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the answer, Lamaisa. You got it? Okay. Very good. So there's two Terutzim. I want you to get in the Gemara. What do you think the second day holds? I think the second day holds it, the damage doesn't create a chiyuv, I guess. Because it's grama. You know what I'm saying? It's a grama. The truth of the matter is that what in the maskana? The kasha you held it was a grama. What's the maskana? It's garmi, yes? So I want you to get down. I think it's 2 days in Tosis whether you call this a grama or a garmi. When guys quit on someone, is that called a grama or a garmi? First day in Tosis says it's called a garmi. You will chuyuv to pay. Creates a chol. Second day, it says, no, you had to make a kinyan. Why didn't you like the first teretz? Because he called it a grama. The question is, do you view that as a garmi or a grama? That's the thing. Halacha l'maisa. Do you call this a grama or a garmi? That's what you got to say. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the 2 days and threes are fighting about. Please get it. So you have to say, when did the damage happen? A certain amount of time. Is that called biyad or achasman? You know, they're arguing how to define it. But at the end of the day, they're arguing what it's called, grum or garmi. That's a shot in the 2 days in Tisus. Okay, so you got me? Is it called grum or is it called garmi? That's the machlaikis. Okay, go ahead. Let's finish up the Tisus. Go ahead, guys. Let's see inside. Mary, you got it? Now he finishes up about Shiduchim. Go ahead.
Okay, Ukesh, let's start with one. Ukesh, Ragilin, Lasot, Shiduchim.
What does Shiduchim mean? What's Shiduchim mean?
Very good.
Engagement. If one of the two sides back out, there's a chirim by the Rishonim. What's another nafkimin about engagement we said? Can't sleep under the same house, correct? Those are the two nafkiminis we said about engagement. Go ahead. You better be careful when you make the kinyan. When you do shiduchim. Chasidim do a kinyan when they do shiduchim. They call tanoim. We do tanoim if we're not chasidim at the wedding. The Rav didn't like it. It's a joke. Why are you doing tanoim? Both fathers promised they're going to bring the chasen and kal to the wedding? What do you mean? Their wedding's already there. The Rav didn't like it. You're wasting it. The Rav walked out of a wedding because Rav Moshe went to get him. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Said, come back in. The Rav listened to him. Right? So we don't make these kinyanim like the Hasidim. Then you have to, if you back out on an engagement, you have to write a ksav mechila. She'll write a letter to the girl, or the girl writes to the guy a forgiveness letter. Asking for mechila.
Would the Rav say to do like the Hasidim?
Maybe. He says, if you're going to do it, you should do it like then. Yeah, you don't have to do it, but he says when you have to be careful to do it with Dabri Yafik. Go ahead, Shiomar. Oh, I want you to know something. You say if you back out of the engagement, you're going to give her a what? An automobile. Gufa Chayfetz, yes? Go ahead. If you say to her, if I back out, I'll give you $1,000, the Halach Mashkon, and take the bicycle as a Mashkon for the $1,000. Go ahead. Halach Mashkon. Take the Mashkon. What does he say? Take the Mashkon. What does Tosafot say? Mana? No way, it's a nothing. Mana in kan, Mashkon in kan. It's a nothing. You don't have to do anything. Halacha l'maisa. Isn't that what he said in the previous Tosafot? Isn't that what he said in the top of the Tosafot? By a matana, Yosef? If I promise to give a matana, you give a mashkin, it's bogus? Because words alone, it's a nothing. So if you want to say, if I give you the automobile, if I back out of the engagement, that's fine. If I'm going to give you $1,000 of cash, if I back out of the engagement, and I'm give take this bicycle now as a mashkin, that's baloney. You don't have to pay her a penny. So Tosafot says, make sure you do it right when you say the shiduchim.
So how do you say it?
You say, if I back out, I'm giving you an automobile. It's plain and simple. Straight up like that. Rather than say, oh, if I back out, I'm giving you $1,000, and I'm giving you a bicycle now as a mask on the for the $1,000. That's not acceptable.
But if you just say straight away, I'm going to give you a car, then I'll...
That's correct. That is correct. That is good. You cannot implore or invoke a mashkon in a landscape where there is no chiv. Correct?
Correct.
Go ahead. Now Tosafot says maybe you can. You can do the cash with the bicycle. You can. How can the mashkon work? Side of the landscape of Chov. Go ahead, Vishema. Wow. What does he say? When you break off an engagement, you embarrass the other side. When you embarrass the other side, that's real damages. If it's real damages, then a real chiyuv emerges, and that creates a what? A landscape. What do you mean?
If someone backs out at the end of the day, it's going to be a...
See, Tais is talking about Shiduchim Lamais, you know, in the 1200s when they had engagements, you know what I mean? It's a big deal.
But
Kiddushin is like there was no fanfare, you know what I mean? Just Kiddushin and that's it. You know what I mean? Shiduchim is like, wasn't Mamish in the Gemara. Shiduchim was, you know, came later in the time of the Rishonim. Became a famous thing. The Gemara does have a Lashon of Shidduch. Shidduch is an engagement, but I'm saying in Tosafot's Lashon, it means like the Hasidim do, they make a whole party, make a L'chaim, you know, you write Tanoim. It's a whole big embarrassment. Here you could have three guys, a guy takes, four guys, four people, a guy with a cow with two Adim, and you say this business, Rav or Menachem, I'm going to give you $100, here's the mashkin. You know what I mean? Yeah, no one hears about it.
But forgetting about that, let's say the mindset of the girl herself.
Right. Here it means the whole family. It means the family. It means the family. It's a good point what you're saying. I understand, but it's much more public. More people are being hurt. That's what you have to say. I'm not saying it's the right thing, but you're right. But I'm saying there's more fanfare, it's public, and the mice, it's a busha. No one hears about it.
So then we have to say the busha is outs everyone else, not outs the girl.
No, busha is augmented by an audience. There's no audience that's written that the busha is not there. That's what we're saying. Because that's what we say, busha barabim. That's what we say, boshes for my. That's what we're saying.
No one's
going to know about it. It's four people. That's it. It's four people.
Let's say it had like.
There's four people. Lamaisa. There's four people.
It's easy to say that many people are.
That's what he wants to say. And the shiduchim he means in Lashon and the Baal HaTais like they do now with the Hasidim, or you do a whole thing. And this is an embarrassment now. Even if you don't do like the Hasidim, if you know, I hope you don't know guys, but you know a guy that broke off his engagement or a girl, it's embarrassing. It's a terrible thing. You feel terrible for the boy or the girl, right? It's been in public. I'm saying when you do it with only four people, it's not going to be a problem. You follow me? I'm not saying it's good. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be less of an embarrassing issue and more of like an emotional issue.
Right, exactly. So. That's what I'm saying. Mispayish bedov. That's what I'm saying, the mispayish bedov.
I see they don't really meet their wife yet. Like, to know.
What'd you say?
They haven't really met their wife on the Tanam yet. So like, it's not really embarrassing so much. They don't really
know. Yes, it means the families. The families are embarrassed. That's correct. It's a good point when you're bringing up what you're bringing up, but Lamaisa, you have to say that's what you have to say, Halacha Lamaisa. That's what you have to say, that it's considered to be less of a thing. So at the end of the day, how do you summarize the Tosafot? Okay? That's fast or slow? It's exact slow?
No, I think it's on
2:30. Exactly the time. So let's just summarize the Tosfos quickly. What does Tosfos say? We had two drachim in Tosfos. The who? Pnei Yoshua and Natsvas Yosef. According to the Pnei Yoshua, the Maase Tosfos holds like the Rosh. And by Matana, it's going to be good. The Fenengel Mekudush, it's not good. Yeah. Rosh says it's good even by both. Lamaise. According to Natsvas Yosef, what's the pshat? It's a machloikis between Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Is the Fenengeling good or not? Tosfos says the Fenengeling's not good. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says it is good. We said the segue is the Vav, it's a continuation according to the first Malach, it's not a Machlech, it's the second Malach, it is. Stira, but then the Tosfos says, Kashrim Bob Metzia, Mana Enkan, Mashkan Enkan. Our Bob Metzia says it. What's the answer? The answer is over there, there's damages. There's a Chol. What's the other answer? They made a Kinyan of tools. And then lastly, by Shiduchim, what? What we say by Shiduchim? You have to be careful to what? Careful to do it in the right way, but then he says, even if you don't do it in the right way, there's a Chiyuv of damages, because you're embarrassing him. And therefore, no matter what, there's a Chiyuv. Okay. Excellent, guys. We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Let's stop mincha, okay? Yeah, sure. Let's stop mincha, okay? Asher Yishevetech, Yichasal, Yishevetech, 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 Yishevetech,